This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Sitting down, looking at a computer with Scott, Boris, and playing, doing Jumanji. So, okay.
Back up.
First one, they do the, it's flat.
It's flat.
Second one, it's video.
Inside of, yes. Yeah, big.
The new one is...
Oh, no.
Like a banner ad. You know those banner ads where
yes.
You used to have to kick the football through the goalpost and the goalpost is moving around?
I don't know that one.
Which one do you know?
But I know that type of one.
Which one do you know?
You have to identify whose butt is this.
Is it moving? Is it moving under like under a cup?
The butt?
Mm-hmm.
It's
sorry, let me
for sure.
Hang on. I just go. Oh, okay, it is.
Okay.
I just Googled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to flip the cup up, and then there is a butt, and you do have to identify it.
So this is the new Jumanji.
And it is Jessica Simpson.
Which is the, it's like, take the jewel from a monkey's paw. And the monkey is running around the jungle. And Scott Boris is watching me to see if I'm like a good enough at Jumanji to be signed. To like a big contract. And so I'm playing the game and I do get sucked inside.
Yep.
I get like slurped into the screen.
Okay.
Very small. It's just a little box. It's not like the other Jumanjis that are so huge.
Which honestly, this sounds better to me because my issue with the last Jumanji.
So big.
Was like, what? This is huge. Like what? This is freaking huge.
Yeah. It's bigger than any room.
Well, how am I supposed to go to sleep?
Yes, in a place that big.
Yes.
Because a big part of going to sleep in a room is that you can see the wall on the ceiling and stuff, which you can't in Jumanji. But here, it is so small. It's just a tiny little box. I'm sort of crammed in there with this monkey.
Mm.
And I can't even reach the jewel because he's kind of like wedged in underneath.
Yeah.
And I see Scott Boris through the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, get help.
And can you tell Engineer Ryan who Scott Boris is?
Okay, so Scott Boris is a super agent. He's an agent of Alex Rodriguez. He's like biggest baseball guy.
Right.
And he's like very famous.
No wonder you're with him.
I just want to say baseball. I was like auditioning to try out. He was watching me do. The concept is he's watching me play this banner ad game and to see if I should be signed to.
And Thomas, you're a gamer, so you'll want to know
Hollywood
this.
Handbook.
Hayes's gamer name, his tag, if you want to contact him, is HayesDavenportBaseball@AOL.com.
Yeah, oh, that's okay. My dude game.
Oh, yeah, constantly. And okay. I don't see too many email addresses. As the gamer tag.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
I mean, I dig it. I just, you'll probably get contacted a lot.
Well, that's the thing. It's hard. How else do people tell you that you did a good job?
Well, how can they contact you after the game?
It's rare that the feedback is positive online.
Well, here's the thing. Of course, they can tell you in the chat.
Yeah.
They can hit you with the GG. Good game.
Mm,
but you cannot forward that to your wife. And there's no proof. Once it goes up through the top of the chat, there's no way to show it to your wife.
And I was here before he had this new gamer tag, and I would go to dinner with them, and he would say, "I had a really good game today, honey." Mm-hmm. And she would say, "Bullshit.
Prove it.
Could you fucking show me? Prove it."
Yeah.
And I was helpless.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Usually if I begin to talk about video games with my wife, Borat.
Okay. Sort of. Scott has sort of cornered
that
one.
He kind of owns it. Yeah.
So I should be saying, I should be quoting
we
Scott.
We can do
Ackerman?
It. We can, yes.
Yeah. not Borat. Okay. Yeah. My wife, yeah. Scott Ackerman.
Yes.
Scott
thank Ackerman. You.
Yep. Thank you.
If I begin a conversation about V games with yes. her, she's out the door. She's like, snooze fest.
Oh, she's not even else. Calling you a liar. She but is leaving. She
doesn't
the house.
Care about yes. you enough to accuse you of lying about a good game.
Yeah. So whoa. You're, I mean, I at this point, I actually consider you quite fortunate. That you require even the proof because that shows that she wants to know. She
it's
just
a level of investment.
Of
I hadn't evidence. Looked at it that way, but she's pretty invested in
the opposite
proving
of love is indifference.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. You came to do the show.
My pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Wait, and it is Tri-Month. Do you know this?
Do you know about this?
No. Give me the... I am
Kevin,
someone...
you didn't even tell him?
Did you...
Oh, you
Kevin
did.
Kevin's
oh,
saying that he did.
I'm in the like, biz, yeah. but I don't know anything about the biz, so I'm hoping to get a couple pieces of information.
Well, it's a Hollywood handbook.
It's like an older version
this
of the
Hollywood
show,
handbook,
but yes.
yeah. Yeah, Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt, Darby Names, and Rick Cover Lineback, always of this interview called Showbiz, and we are doing Tri-Month this month.
And you have done the show before. Do you know that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, yes. Okay.
But Tri-Month mm-hmm. is, what's the Tri-Month's jam?
We're trying really hard to do the show.
Yeah. Oh, T-R-Y?
Yes.
I thought it was T-R-I, like hyphen month. Like there's no. a three-pillared.
That was, I think, the first joke that Sean made about it.
Oh, I'm quoting some old ones. I'm quoting Sean. I'm quoting Scott.
Yeah. But you have to give me credit for that joke. And you have to do it in the Borat voice, wait. Which is now the Scott Ackerman
try
voice.
Month, T-R-I hyphen month.
My try.
Scott Ackerman.
Okay.
My try.
But here's the thing, Thomas. It's like a big deal that whoa. You are getting to do that because it means oh. that you've like, well, so Kevin will rule out guests based on them not being big enough.
A lot of our friends aren't months. Allowed to do the show for the whole month because Kevin said that basically they suck shit.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's true.
Kevers.
Yeah.
I'm on the try, T-R-Y, hard team.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And it's not because you try hard. It's because people have to try hard
oh, okay.
to get you to do the show.
Is anyone sequel? And if not, can I call dibs? Try hard to try harder?
No one has done that
okay,
one.
Okay, because I understand that you could say it's a loose parody on Die Hard, Die Hard mm-hmm. 2, Die Harder.
Try yeah. hard with a vengeance.
Try yeah. hard with a vengeance.
That's another thing you could do.
Trying my hardest.
Well, you are the second episode, so you can be try harder. Weird okay. Al was the first one. Pretty big, right? Being in the same company as Weird Al. Yeah.
Okay, so it's you and Weird Al are on the same tier for Kevin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm honored. Thank you, Kevers. There's someone out there that's like, good, that finally. And then most people are like, that makes no sense.
Why are you able to do the show today? Not much going on?
We got a reply from someone.
I replied immediately.
I know.
Yes. This.
We heard from someone who I think is less famous than you, who said, I would love to do the show. Can you do Tuesdays in May?
Oof.
And so that made me think when Thomas is coming in, I was like, we just asked Thomas and he's like coming in like right now.
I know.
That's, I mean, yeah. that Tuesdays in May, that's a busy guy.
That's
every
so
other day
up.
Of the week in May is free.
You know, what can I tell you? I'm getting real acquainted with my video games, my V games.
Mm-hmm.
Which
mm. What's your tag? You didn't say your tag.
Yep.
Do you want to know? Do you want to hear mine?
Come on.
Sure. Let's.
You don't want to say your tag?
Because mine is canon.
Yeah.
It is maybe problematic now. But my gamer tag is ThugQueen69.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's canon.
Yes.
Yes.
I just don't want, you know, people. Kinda,
you want people shooting you?
Well, shooting or not, I mean, virtually or otherwise.
You want people
otherwise.
Playing video games?
I like playing video games with pals, but maybe just people I know, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my gamer tag, I'm loath to say.
Oh, okay.
It's Cash Me Outside. It's based off of
Bad Baby.
That little baby girl who's
bad baby.
A,
yeah.
That's
a trash
definitely
baby. Bad
that's
with an
definitely
A.
What I assumed yeah. it was based on.
Yeah. Bad yeah. Baby.
You,
yeah,
can I just
outside.
Say this? You got that? You got that one?
I got Cash Me Outside.
Wow. Cash
but
me
I
outside.
Did. I did. It's like C at symbol dollar sign.
I H. Even that.
Cash would, Me Outside. How about that?
Yeah.
You would have that? To be watching the Dr. Phil episode as it was first airing and then go straight to the Xbox
mm-hmm.
Bingo.
Store.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
No, it was already taken. I paid money.
It from them.
I paid.
Oh, you bought it off.
I'm doing well. I'm sponsored now.
And treat yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, mm-hmm. I think you're worth it to have a gamer tag like that. Mm-hmm. Cash me outside. How about that?
If I want a 20K gamer tag, I'm going to get it. This is the kind of hashtag the lifestyle.
When
I'm,
I went to try to buy it, and I had a little money put away to try to get that because I did want to change.
Oh, you were the guy that I was bidding against.
I wound up having to buy the entire lyrics of her first single instead, where it was
not the
white Jays, white Porsche, white wrist, white horse. Hi, bitch.
Wow,
hi, bitch.
Amazed. Hi, bitch.
You had to buy all of
the lyrics.
All those words.
The fact that you know those lyrics just like that proves that is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
You are doing great. Silicon season six
coming at you.
I've heard that you add a new cylinder to your Rari with every season.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah,
I sort of heard them coming up through the gate today. Did you hear that, Sean?
Yeah, and it's counterproductive at a certain point. Am I wrong that like too many cylinders on a Ferrari are actually working against it?
When you start with literally a zero cylinder Rari,
yeah, just kind of a frame, yeah,
yeah, it's actually a sign of accomplishment. It's a milestone. Mm. So
the toys are nice, aren't they, Thomas?
Twit?
The toys are nice.
Oh yeah, the toys are nice. You don't do it for the job. You don't do it for the toys, but the toys are nice.
But the toys are nice.
I'm a little boy and I like to play. So guess what? I'm gonna get a few toys.
Jesus Christ, I can't be mad at that.
And I'm doing sort of the car version of like G.I. Joe's in the tub.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
What used to be G.I. Joe's in the tub for me, doing missions and stuff, is now my car.
Yeah.
So you wait. If that makes sense. I know. Are you filling up your car with water and playing G.I.'s in there?
No, I am bringing my car into the tub.
Your full-blown adult car?
and you're pretending the car is a soldier.
Is doing missions and has to be rescued.
Are you in a single little house? Are you in an apartment?
Public pool.
Public, you're driving the car into the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Public that goes, pool, but.
But privately
it's
owned.
It's private. Yeah.
Privately owned.
It's privately
owned. Well, as soon as you go into recently, the pool,
yes,
you say it's private and kick all the kids out.
Mm-hmm. I've taken the pool public.
There's a private public pool.
There's a private public pool. And we're about to IPO.
Yeah, this is offering. A Silicon Valley thing. Yes, yeah. That's initial public offering.
Initial public offering.
It's when you are inventing stock.
Okay.
Mm. That's why I call it stock car. And it's, you.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is the stock. Is the stock. So the stocks, capital T, capital S, on Wall Street, W, capital S.
Mm-hmm. Robinhood.com.
Capital R, capital H.
Yeah.
I don't know if there is a web address for it. I think it might just be an app.
It's an app.
So are those directly attached to stock cars? Like NASCAR?
Yes.
Some of them are attached to slot cars.
Okay.
Yeah.
What scale are we talking?
12.
One quarter, 1/8. I don't know. I don't know the various scales. 3/38.
Yeah, 12 and a half.
12 and a half. Mm. 12.5. I do metric.
Whoa.
I always do metric in my scale, so I sort of broke it down for you guys. Canadian.
I gotta say.
Yeah, babe.
We have to try right now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing the
We've
show.
We've wasted time.
Oh, this is precursor.
And it's so tough with Thomas to get any trying in because he's pure id.
Oh. For those of you who can't see.
And maybe it is the Canadian thing. Why are Canadians so fucking funny? Ryan Reynolds, etc.
Ryan Reynolds, Zichi. Mm-hmm.
Alanis.
Alanis is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dogma much.
Yeah. Did you forget about me? That's all a parody song.
Mm.
Anyway, yeah, we're pretty chill. We're pretty wacky. We do a lot of zany stuff. There's a national zany competition sponsored by the Canadian government. There's finalists. There's like obviously regionals, provincials, nationals, and then we're just competing for the zaniest cat in the bag.
Mm,
That is so funny that you mentioned. I was in Vancouver this past week, and I was driving down the big highway there. You know this one?
It's called Canada Major Highway.
Yes. And I saw a theater, past the theater, and on the marquee, They were advertised. The show that was playing there was called Eric Chappell's Zany Farce. And I had never, I'm not from Canada. I don't know Eric Chappell, but it was a really big theater.
Yeah.
And I went like, how does he mean something to you?
Where do I go down the track of goofing around or seriousness? In all seriousness, I don't know who Eric Chappell is.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure he's got a one zany show.
You might have. You do know what a zany farce is.
Yeah, it's a farce that's a little bit crazy.
A little off.
Okay, you've been here for a few years. And
a little
so maybe
sick, a little twisted, a little demented.
Well, that's so great. It's such a great segue because that is basically what we're about to do today. Which is do something just like a really great idea for our show. We have a great like conceit that we're doing for this episode.
Yes. That's only part of the tri-month?
Yes, only.
For this episode, yeah.
Only for this episode.
We've decided to come up with concepts for the show, and about 20 to 25 minutes in, we're going to start them.
Okay. So we had a recent conversation on the show. We have like basically this gold mine we're sitting on that we need to figure out how to
a very valuable property.
Okay.
Sean IT. And I sort of accidentally fell into this debate that we think could potentially go viral, like the dress.
Yes.
Remember the dress?
Yeah. Wait, is it blue or is it green?
It's something like this, but it is probably an even juicier debate with more layers to it. And we have... You know, the way that great inventions often happen is by accident. You're trying to do something else. Yes. We were trying to, I think, do the iHeartRadio Music Awards.
Yeah, it was for a paywall episode, too. So we can, so it hasn't fully...
Hasn't broken
been,
through.
Yeah.
Mobile platform paywall?
Yes.
But that was our intention. And as a byproduct, we created something for everyone.
That we know has this like massive potential that...
Sight unseen, can I be EP? Can I get a
We are
producer?
Not exactly handing those out right now.
I know, but if you
we
want
don't
my
get
input,
diluted.
If you want my input on record, on physical record proof,
okay.
I got to get a piece of this pie.
Before
sight
you
unseen.
Will participate any farther.
But what if we told you what we believe is that we have found a way to monetize this massive property?
Should we say what it is?
And it is a film.
Yes.
Well, he's saying sight unseen, and we were thinking of casting you possibly as the freaking major star of the film.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So then, do you still need EP credit?
No, not at all. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Actors always have the power.
So here's the conversation that we had was, is a graham cracker a cracker or a cookie?
Yes.
And this is kind of like, and you.
So wait, okay. Like,
and I just take
your time because this is sort of what we went through during the iHeartRadio Music Awards, is we were dealing with so much at once by even having the question introduced.
And people say like, mistakes. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Like that kind of thing. This has gone viral. People have made a lot of money off.
A lot of money. A lot of dough.
How do you? Okay. Okay. I love the debate. You posed the question to me, is a graham cracker a cookie or a...
Is a cookie or a cracker?
Or a cracker. Okay.
Yeah.
You have that debate going on. A, what are your main methods of actual monetization? You know, other than make a hit film. Okay, so it's a hit film based on the question.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then B, what do you say to the people who say literally in the name... It says what it is.
Well, and this is what makes it such a rich
debate.
And I'm
trying not to like salivate.
Yes.
I'm like, I got this fat, juicy one coming over the plate.
Ask that. Is so beautiful.
And also, I'm thinking,
I can't tell if that was a baseball reference or a Dookie reference.
And if I could direct you. Dude, to animal
Dookie
crackers.
And plates I don't usually associate with.
If I could even direct you to animal crackers just to give, just to get your mind just
is
sparking
animal cracker,
a little bit.
Is it animal cracker or cracky?
Is it a cracky or a cooker? is it a cracky or a cooker? And you have to answer now.
Is an animal cracker an animal? And just because it has that name, it has to be that. Is a jellyfish made of jelly? And is it a fish?
Okay. Let's start working with some definitions.
Okay.
Can we get the Oxford definition, Oxford Dictionary definition, because I go English, English.
Yeah, I can do it off the top of my head.
Of a cookie and then one of a cracker.
Sweet treat.
Okay.
Cookie's a sweet treat.
Wait, that's all.
Mega Cruncher.
We pull this bad boy up, it's going to say sweet treat.
Yes. Yeah, so now it says like noun.
Sweet treat for friends. Yeah, noun, sweet treat for friends. And then cracker.
The origin
says,
is this old says, English.
Whoa, what a, quite a cruncher.
Okay. Just to confirm, cookie says sweet treat for friends. Yeah. For friends.
Yeah.
And then
the number four.
And then crackers are, whoa,
quite a cruncher.
Quite a cruncher.
That's OED.
Okay,
that's
so if we're going with those definitions of sweet treat for friends.
If you want the Collins English Dictionary, it's gonna they're both just going to say sea biscuit.
Okay.
Sea biscuit.
Like S-E-E? Like just see the entry for biscuit?
No,
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, like sea biscuit.
Okay. Yeah, because we're not even talking about biscuits. So But anyone who's bringing in the agenda of biscuits isn't going to, or is that like part of the fun part of the film, like the B story, we're going to biscuits.
Well,
where B story came from.
I had this whole time.
Yeah.
I had zero idea.
My thought was that you would play Phineas Graham, the inventor of the graham cracker.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And we would do a little bit of an origin story to try to get to the bottom of what the intention was, because I believe that intention is a big part of the answer to this question.
Right.
Do you want to go through any other big points from the debate? I know you had the Teddy Graham.
I have my big one, which is when you take the shape of the graham cracker, which you insist is a cracker, and mold, put it into a teddy bear shaped mold. The ingredients are the same, but you come out with now a graham cracker shaped like a teddy bear, otherwise known as a Teddy Graham. Is that a cracker to you?
Well, that I would assume.
Is it a Teddy Graham a cracker or a cookie?
But it's the same.
Is it a sweet treat for friends or is it
quite a cruncher?
Quite a cruncher.
But it is the same thing as a graham cracker?
It's made of the same material. It's just all graham.
I mean, it's got to be a cracker, at least in terms of Phineas Graham.
A Teddy Graham is a cracker. Oh, you've inhabited the character.
Oh, you're already in character.
I'm just trying to think, because I'm trying to get myself back into, okay, it's 1910, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. Phineas Graham, he's pouring, he's mixing his cauldron.
Well, let's play.
We have the script. You're reading from the script, so let's hand it out. I'll do stage directions.
And I of course have a position on what I think about this, but we'll leave it.
Well, are you trying to, by the end of the film, are we going to answer that, or are we going to leave it up to the audience to decide? Is it going to be a Coen Brothers ending?
It's going to be just before we say it. The screen goes black, and then we say, "Graham crackers will return in believing. The next movie."
Hold on to that.
Every theater, can I pitch this? Every theater that screens this movie should have like a webcam or something set up at the top of the screen.
Thank you. Yes.
Pointing back at the audience. So when it cuts back to the when it cuts to black, you do the feed. You bring the
night
lights
vision.
Up, and then you're just seeing yourself. It's just what is it?
Yourself. Oh,
and then it's everybody. Graham cracker, humanity is what it is. End the debate. Stop hunger. Quit fighting in Syria.
So,
it is a good question.
Like, everybody in Syria, take it easy.
Take it easy.
We spend all this time fighting over these graham crackers when we should be eating them to stop hunger.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Stop arguing. Start filling
Start
your
munching.
Mouth. Start munching.
Shall we?
Okay.
Let's just go. Let's start from the top.
Bit of action here.
So let me just get into it. Interior, the lab. Phineas Graham is mixing his cauldron, and he takes a big smell. He says,
good.
His son, Graham Norton, enters.
Hey, oi, Dad.
He's running around the room being very cheeky.
Uh-oh, squeeze your butt. There's your bum. Okay, here we go. Uh-oh, no. Oh, well, that's not your bum I got hold of, is it? Hang on. Here we go.
Not now, Graham.
Oh, sorry, Dad.
I'm in the middle of coming up with my latest concoction.
Oh, what is it? A cookie or a cracker?
I can't tell you right now, but all I can say is whatever it will be, it will change the face of the earth.
I'm going to do fun stuff with celebrities when I get older, Dad, just so you wait and see.
Well, I'm going to change the face of the earth.
Okay.
Phineas Graham takes a big scoop of molten Graham and takes a big sip of it out of the ladle.
Oh, that looks so hot, Dad. That can't be good for you.
It is. It's scalding me. But I can tell you this, Graham. The taste is exquisite.
Okay, gonna go play now.
I'll see you later at the club.
See you later, yeah, I'll see you later at the club.
And so then we'll cut to the club in a little bit. I do just want to clarify something. In the past, it's been mentioned that we're not allowed to play copywritten music anymore on the show. We're obviously...
I think especially during Tri-Month.
We're obviously allowed to play half of Pumped Up Kicks, right? That's allowed?
I think that was okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Like half of it.
Sure. Okay, good.
I'll tell you, it's written fast pace, and to just see...
It really gets to the point.
It's written like Baby Driver, mm-hmm. and it feels like Baby Driver. It's gonna drop down the third.
It is like Baby Driver.
And we're going to cut it that way, too. That same, like, quick cuts.
Yeah, even in the labs, even just like...
And it's it's a dance.
Yeah, it's basically a long-form Lemonade style music video.
Yeah. Well, look, just so that scene alone, it reads that way. I am incredibly honored that you guys would think of me for... Phineas Graham. Mm-hmm. Like, that's been a dream of mine, to play a 76-year-old graham cracker inventor.
Yeah. You know, the invention of the graham cracker, interesting story, was one of these many things that was made, not sure how it's supposed to do it, but it was invented by, like, an extremely Christian man to curb the sexual desires of young men.
Oh, really?
It was like, if you're feeling horny, eat a graham cracker instead.
Huh. And that is like, I could feel that in your character. It wasn't really said explicitly.
Yeah.
But
wow.
As you're taking that big sip from the ladle, it is clearly intended to
punish
melt your boner.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to read more scenes from it? Because I'm just looking ahead here on page 81 when he's in D.C. arguing his case.
Ah, yes.
In front of the Senate.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah,
great. Let's go there, because I think it's important to get this right.
Yeah, sure. And we are... this is transitional music to the court and interior the court.
Mr. Graham, your nefarious... cookie cracker creation has got the whole country rendered into a tizzy. You absolutely can't have something like that over here. Now, you gotta say what it is and pick a name and make it cookie or cracker and also make it taste like what the name is.
Senator, you would define me by a label? You would define the taste by a label? All I can tell you is that the boys, the men of this country, were rampant with boners, hard pee-pees, and the white cream that comes out of the hard pee-pees.
You are way out of line. You got the ingredients of a cookie in the shape of a cracker. I hold you in contempt.
The windows rattle and everything gets quiet for a second.
You dare question my power?
And right then, as Phineas Graham is morphing, the window explodes open and it's Thor.
Hi, guys. Mind if I hammer in for a minute?
And right behind him is Iron Man. Hey, fellas, somebody having a fight? And then behind him is Bruce Banner. He's being carried by Iron Man. Hey, guys, I'm normal right now. And it's Black Widow, too, and Hawkeye, and Ant-Man, and Vision. All the guys are in the courtroom.
Here's aiming at you.
Mind if I ant around for a minute?
That's right, senators. By concocting this graham cracker and rendering all the men in this entire face of the earth completely useless with their genitals. I have established contact with the Justice League of America.
I thought these were the Avengers.
That's right. We're the Justice League now.
Oh, no. Y'all switch.
We've joined the Justice League.
It's I want to hear from Black Widow. Somebody let Black Widow speak in all this.
So just, we should just clarify sort of what we're doing here. This is kind of the plan for this.
Yeah, I love what you do. I get it. Okay, explain. Because I get it 100%.
So this is kind of a backdoor addition to the Marvel Universe.
Well, I'm not sure, but I hear rumblings all the time of the Marvel DC worlds combining.
This case, they aren't really combining. It's exactly what you said from the script, which is that all the Avengers are joining the Justice League.
Yes. Okay.
And there are a couple guys. Well, so Wasp is still an Avenger.
Obviously, as long as it puts butts in seats, I'm happy to see me on the big screen arguing my case.
Obviously, we're not allowed to make a Marvel movie, right? There's all these rules about that. But if we're making Graham Cracker as a Cookie or Cracker movie,
could the Marvel guys show up?
Yeah, there's no law on that.
Right, but now they are, now they are part of the DC universe.
And they're DC.
Yes, except for Wasp and Rhodey, War Machine.
And DC is like, they're open source.
Did you hear any...
DC cabs.
Yeah.
did you hear any Don Cheadle stories from Schwartz when you guys are on tour?
Just say he's a, he's a really sweet man. And
okay.
We could use that.
He's got a.
Yeah.
War Machine. That doesn't sound sweet. But
right.
Yeah. He owns a pool table.
We could use that.
Yeah. We can use that.
Yeah. Pool. It's a nice one, and if you get it on set, no matter the set, it's going to up the production value.
Well, that reminds me of a personal story. Just in between, and sometimes in the middle of these scripts, we'll tell like a story from our experience, which was Sean and I did a show at Comic-Con that ate a big piece of shit.
We ate shit really hard. They hated us.
You tumbled it down? Why? Yes. What happened? Were you
off the stage?
We tumbled off stage.
Yeah. Oh, no.
From eating shit too hard.
So when you ask what happened, as if there's a further explanation from we did our show and everyone hated us. That's
and then what were they expecting, another show? No, it's all people who
I think they just wanted to be pleased and to have a good time. So in that sense, yes. But
they expected to laugh.
What did you go on there with? You just didn't go, nothing, it wasn't try
nothing,
hard
nothing.
Month.
Nothing. No. And so then prior to try month.
We walk out and we're walking around sort of reckoning with our future and whether to continue this endeavor at all.
Okay.
Yes. Whether to continue existing.
Oh,
yes.
It was.
We're right by the ocean there. Yeah. So, okay, you just keep walking.
It seems like you can walk in and the ocean will carry you
there
off.
There are no barriers. I mean, if you see a barrier, that's obviously a barrier, but don't worry, there's no invisible barriers to protect you. You can go right in.
Yes.
The oceans, you can go right in.
And then we see a theater.
We stop
under a marquee.
Our first love, the theater.
Yes.
Okay.
A huge theater.
Okay.
I think it's called the Balboa.
Uh-huh.
And we look up and we see Middleditch and Schwartz.
Yeah.
Sold out.
Sold out.
And we say, okay, those guys are just a more famous, better version of us.
With a show that people like better.
Yes, that people like better.
Okay.
So we say, if we just stick at this a little longer, never mind that they've been doing it for way less time that we've been doing this. Mm-hmm. Someday, maybe we'll get on that marquee.
Yes. And so in a way, you saved the show.
Mm-hmm.
And here you are, a tri-month saving it again.
So it was almost going to end, and you just saw the inspiration, the sort of like the end result.
You are my beacon, Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, guys. Well, I wish I could say that we also had a bad show and it was just the Comic-Con crowd and, you know, San Diego.
I don't want to hear. I wish you wouldn't.
But instead, we actually had an incredible show. People were screaming. It stands out.
The memory of it stands out as one of the best ones.
We were thrown flowers, obviously, chocolat, the DVDs with Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And as well
interesting
as...
Interesting that you'd say with Johnny Depp instead of with Juliette Binoche. I just am saying it's interesting.
That's how you remember that film.
Of course it is interesting.
That's interesting.
And then we had obviously female underwear, but then a lot of male panty. Underwear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Panty. We had female panty and men panty.
Mm-hmm. Just panties
and
overall.
Socks. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Leads a little bit into part of this Graham Cracker versus Cookie debate.
Right.
Just talking about genders.
Yeah.
Because, of course, to me, Hayes has taken the hard line that it is a cookie. I have waffled back and forth, but ultimately, for the purposes of the debate continuing, have to believe that it's a cracker. And to me, it really becomes a question of trans rights.
We really have to get back into the
Hayes says that because it's born with cookie ingredients, has to be a cookie.
We have to continue with
calling itself a cracker and saying that's how it feels like a cracker.
Ryan, there's a
cookie for life is Hayes's opinion.
Okay, we are gonna let's go to the club.
Okay. All right.
All the guardians are standing in the club surrounding Phineas Graham.
Hey, mean raccoon man. Come on, you fucking chump.
Groot is here, over here.
What do you mean? I'm Drax.
Okay. Well, guys.
Just those three.
All I can tell you is it's been a real ride getting these graham crackers made. We had that wonderful time on the roller coaster, so I do mean a literal ride. But, friends, I got one last question.
Yeah, shoot, go ahead, ask me anything, you friggin' chump.
Is this graham cracker a boy or a girl?
What? I am Groot, and I didn't know that was part of the discussion.
That's all that I wanted to say. I'm going to end it tonight. I said I'm going to end it tonight.
Oh, what do you mean?
Oh, Phineas, don't do that.
Don't do that. What about Middle Ditch Shorts?
I'm Groot.
I do have tickets, but I wanted you boys to have mine instead.
Oh.
Go see the show. There's a really great one. March 26th at the Wiltern here in Los Angeles.
Oh, surely it's sold out by now.
This one isn't. This one's got a few tickets left. You should nab it while you can.
Come on. Quit pulling my leg, man. I know you have tickets, but no one else can get them. It's totally sold out.
Well, if you're ever in doubt, you head on over to middleditchandshorts.com. Buy yourself a couple of sweet seats.
Okay.
But me, tonight, I want to know if this graham cracker is a boy or a girl, but before you answer, I'm going to kill myself.
Okay.
He goes over to the bar and he starts eating so much ice that he seems to think is...
My stomach, it's so cold!
He's trying to freeze himself from the inside out.
I'll see you in the future!
Okay.
So, yeah, this is interesting.
So,
this is a good scene, obviously.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, sort of pathos to it. Phineas Graham is, like, he had this, the line that we wrote, that it's been a great ride. And then that turns out to be literal.
Yeah.
With the roller coaster.
There's that whole roller coaster.
So much layering. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to find the roller coaster sequence, and I just there's
it's
like
not
one
in the
line.
It's not in the movie.
Well, it just says one line here. It's not in the movie. Use footage from Final Destination 5, which was weird.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And there three. And just the part of it where 5. It is 5. 3, of course, is the one where they go on a roller coaster. But
you're anticipating the fifth one.
Yes.
Also, have a good one.
And I just think it's like, obviously this is like weighing on him a lot. The whole graham cracker thing. He sees the boy or a girl issue.
Yeah.
is not something that anyone wants to engage with in his universe or ours.
No, not at all. And BT Dubs, it's almost a misunderstanding of even the clumsy metaphor that was already verging on totally inappropriate for the show.
Yes.
Right.
But to dig in on it, and in that specific way, I think we feel the characters then recoil, which is interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
These guardians are sworn to protect Phidias Graham.
Yeah.
And they are starting to wonder.
Maybe we let this guy.
Are they allowed to leave?
Eat that ice and freeze himself. Maybe that might not be a bad idea. Well, hey, also, I got to be honest, appreciate the plug.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just what would the characters be saying in this moment?
I mean, you're right, but...
They're going to be talking about going to Middle Ditch and Schwartz.
The scene is never about the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you need something to provide the backdrop.
Yeah.
And for the foreground.
Right.
Exactly. And I do just want to clarify, we're allowed to play 2 minutes and 24 seconds of Hooked on a Feeling. Is that all right?
Jeff Kevin here. As long as you guys are loudly talking over it, I don't think the bots can pick it up. So I think it should be okay.
Oh, okay. That's great. I why didn't you tell us that a year ago?
I just learned about it this morning.
Oh, okay.
These
cool.
These bots. What are we going to do about these bots? What is Hollywood going to do about these bots?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's maybe a question for the movie, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. We should. Yeah.
Should we do that scene? I mean,
yeah, I mean,
it is actually. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if we can talk over the song, we can play anything we want.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like this is really exciting. Okay, we'll go to the bot factory.
Okay.
Interior of the bot factory. The team is lurking inside they're going through the vents and they're spying on all the different bots.
Just over here. I think this is where they make the bots.
Do we have to be louder?
Oh, quiet right now.
What was that? Say it again.
You're too quiet right now.
Okay. And we went through a long patch where we weren't talking.
All right.
So maybe we should talk just really loudly over it this.
I think you're right. It is where they make the bots, Neo. It's me, Morpheus.
Yes, and I'm now known as Neo. Graham.
Yes. Phidias Graham was the guy.
It's in the stage direction. Let me read the stage direction. Phidias Graham, by eating all the ice, became Neo.
Oh, yeah, because this is seen right after.
Now.
No, this is continuous from where we were before.
Freeing the bots from the jail.
Quickly, let's make sure. Let's download the internet and get these bots transferred into real life.
Hold up, one thing. What do you think about wafers? Like, is a wafer, like, what's that? Is that a whole separate category? Or, because sometimes I think of it as like a cookie.
I'll tell you what I think. I'm with her. Let's go!
Okay.
They follow Hillary Clinton out of. She's kind of zipping ahead of them out through the vents.
Hillary! Press the download button and we'll ride these bots to freedom.
Hillary, come on, press it. What are you waiting for?
Hillary! Put down that gun!
Oh, God, Hillary's shooting me.
Hillary, say something!
She freaking blasted me. Oh, no.
Neo tries to dodge the bullets, but in such a small vent.
I never got even any engagement on my wafer question, and I'm going to die without knowing anything.
So it turns out Hillary betrayed us all? Shocker!
Okay.
Weird. Gotta be honest. I'm not.
I was surprised when we wrote this too.
I don't know if
I was surprised
behind this.
I gotta be mad at the internet just because of the emails.
Just because of these.
Yeah, it seems like she might have ulterior motives to downloading the whole internet.
Wait, so is she wanting to protect the bots? So she didn't want the plan to free the bots, but since she turned on us in the vents.
Well. She wants the bots to stay imprisoned, but it turns out that she's right, because now, like, later you see, like, when the bots are free, they start trolling the internet for, like, what songs people are using.
So in the end, the Phidias Graham bot freedom mission is kind of like a doomed thing. Like it's he thinks he's doing the right
thing.
Great
intentions.
But it's not. It's
great
not,
intentions.
Yeah. The road to heck is paved with great intentions.
Yeah. But they end up basically doing censorship on free speech and on the First Amendment, which says that you can use whatever song you want on your podcast.
Yeah.
But they essentially start breaking the law and start trying to control actually what people are saying and listening to.
Hey, how loud they have to talk. Go
real
ahead.
Quick, something that helps with the music is if you're commenting or critiquing it. So if we could just say like what you thought about the music.
It slaps.
Hooked on Feeling slaps. That song that just played, Slap City.
Yeah.
The first song that we listened to.
Music slaps. Can we just say that for like
Foster
the future
the people,
of
friggin'
the
pumped
show?
Up kicks. Yeah, I'm getting pumped up. I'm ready to kick through the wall. Friggin' song slaps so good.
Yeah.
Okay, we're clear. Thank you.
The Avengers suite.
Slaps.
The Avengers suite theme. It slaps. All slaps. Music slaps.
Pumped Up Kicks.
Yes, sir.
It's about the pumps, the shoes that would pump.
Reebok pump?
Yep.
Yeah. That's it's directly referencing that.
Reebok pump.
The Reebok pump?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, there aren't now other shoes. You don't, in teen lexicon, you're not going like, those shoes are pumped up. They're specifically referring to Reebok Pump.
Yeah.
Well, but it's back.
Reebok Pump are back?
Reebok Pump. Mm-hmm. And you can pump it.
And you can pump it. Can you pump it?
Yes.
Okay.
So to talk a little bit more about crackers versus cookies.
Yeah. Because we're getting, I like the sheer volume of big questions you're posing in the script.
Absolutely.
So 100% down with the amount.
Well, Morpheus introducing the wafer question was great. And then I think in a clever way, we sort of say, hey, we can't answer this. Let's kill this guy. Hillary will shoot him.
Look, we've defined cracker. We've defined
Well,
cookie.
No, we haven't.
No, but you have.
Oh, yes. That's right.
What is the Oxford Dictionary definition of a wafer then?
I can find the Oxford definition of wayfarers.
But I know. Fair enough. I'm looking for
the Ataris had a little something to say about that.
Oh, yeah.
The Ataris? The Atari
mm-hmm.
family?
Yes.
The Ataris were talking about it. And Boys of Summer, they were saying, hey, you got your wayfarers on, baby.
We got. Wait, what's
your hair looking back?
Your brown Wayfarers hair shining in the sun?
Wayfarers on, baby. I can tell you. Out on the road today, saw a black flag sticker on a Cadillac.
Wow. They changed it.
Holy shit. It used to be Deadhead.
So the dictionary says,
well, we've got, I'm trying to remember the initial definitions from a cracker.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Oh,
whoa,
yes.
Quite a cruncher.
Whoa, quite a cruncher.
And then
a sweet treat for friends.
Yes, sweet treat.
And
for
a wafer,
friends.
Let me just look it up. It says wafer, noun, and the definition is, I'm having a delicious time with this.
In quotes?
No.
In quotes? No. Okay, no.
The
no
dictionary.
So wafer says, wafer is, I'm having a delicious time with this.
With this, yeah.
Cracker is, whoa, what a cruncher? Well,
quite a cruncher. Yeah.
Oh, quite a cruncher.
Cookie is.
Sweet treat for his friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, with these definitions, that's all I needed. Yeah, because now we know what metric to judge everything.
The cracker, we have to say, and of course Hayes did bully me with the Teddy Graham debate at one point, but let's really talk about intent, because I think that's what this movie is trying to answer or not answer.
Yeah.
What's your intention? Because the cracker is designed, of course, to be cracked.
True.
And the cookie is for munching. Now, a cracker has a more dry preparation, doesn't it?
Yeah,
Thomas?
But yes, but you
depends
can have
on
a buttery
cookie.
Cracker. You can have a
depends
flake.
On the cookie.
Yeah, you can have a dry cookie.
You can eat a dry cookie, but
the reviews will be in and not a good cookie.
The way that I just and I just want to say the way that cookie reviews are going, and then also that they're review bombing some of these more female-driven cookies.
Trustpilot. Is
we have to make sure that people have actually
not to be trusted.
Eaten the cookie before yes. before they do these review bombs, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Or a cracker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look. Let's establish
pro cracker types.
Let's establish a long line of obvious cookies. Yes, let's say
you. Obvious cookies.
Okay, Dad's oatmeal.
Mm.
It's a cookie.
Cookie.
Obvious.
You're
cookie.
Not sitting there thinking it's a cracker, right?
I would never eat Dad's oatmeal and think it was a cracker.
Oreo.
Yeah.
Cookie.
It's a cookie. Yeah. Even though you could say, you know, like that outer rim, it's cracker-like, but it's a cookie.
Oreo is really a sandwich. Cookie sandwich.
Sandwich cookie.
Okay.
But boy, once we isolate just the cookie part of an Oreo cookie, boy, aren't we getting close to a graham cracker with the dryness.
Ritz.
Boy, I could feel us getting close.
Oh, please.
Ritz. Ritz plain.
Ritz is a cracker.
Ritz cracker.
It says it in the name, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So if it says it in the name,
animal cracker, it may actually be a cracker, and it's because of the drier preparation. Yeah. Cookies, the ingredients are put into the oven more moist, even if they are cooked and processed to a point where they become dry like an Oreo.
And I just want, we can use this for them. It would help if Loki is saying this stuff.
Ah, yes.
Oh, right.
Loki's just listing different cookies.
Yeah, so just keep going. Say the same stuff you're saying, but just be Loki.
Do you want me to read Loki?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. The important thing to remember about a cookie and a cracker
this song slaps.
is a cracker is dry. Cookies are wet. You cannot have a wet cracker. And you cannot have a dry cookie. And so, heroes, I hope you can answer that tonight at the dance. So I guess there's a dance scene coming later?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bub.
Oh, he goes, and then continues.
Hey, like,
oh, it's moments, Ultron.
Moments later.
Hey, bub, it's me, Ultron, and I'm ready to freaking schnicked put out my claws and slice up some of these cookies and crackers.
Whoa, Ultron, so Wolverine combo.
Just, the same directions. We can't say Wolverine, but as long as we say it's Ultron, because we only have license to the DC and like Marvel Wolverine, universes. Yeah. But if we just say he's Ultron, he can look like whatever we want, and he can do whatever we
Nobody
want
knows
him
what
to
Ultron
do.
Looks like.
Okay, great. Well, if you're here to settle the debate, I'd like to see you try to do that with these. It says
Nilla wafers?
Yeah.
Whoa, these don't even remind me of wafers or cookies or crackers. They're like sort of all of it.
That's me, Loki.
Wow, Loki really got me, bub.
And I would say this song, Loki Slaps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Tee-hee-hee. Loki.
It does.
Loki.
Lil Key.
So yeah,
you need, what are we going to do that Lil Lock? Need some Lil Keys.
Oh.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's okay. Just if you can imagine a small door.
Not what I was saying.
Oh.
But your show game, I love that.
Yeah, no.
I like that you got on board for what you thought I was saying, because if that is what I was saying, it's like, what the fuck was I talking about?
I was going next step, you know.
You found a way to figure it out.
Left foot, right foot, you're moving forward.
Dude, I love how game you are.
So this is, I mean, basically what we have now is Endgame 2.
Like Endgame 2, the second game.
Avengers Endgame 2.
The second game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Avengers : Endgame
two
dot 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 two,
comma
the second game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dot dot dot.
Whoops, we did it again.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum podcast.